0467.
Right, well, a gut-wrenching new ad will make you think twice before texting and driving. It was posted on the Department of Transport's YouTube channel, and it's the latest in a hard-hitting campaign to get people to drive safely. So today's car segment, I know earlier Kino had the Department of Transport on, but I really wanted to find out who came up with this concept. Who are the brains behind the ad? And I found out that the ad agency is FCB, and the man that heads the team is Mark Barnwell, and he joins me on the line. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi. Yeah, nice to be here. Thanks.
What an unbelievable campaign. This ad is all over social media.
Yeah, unbelievably. It was only uploaded on Friday, and it hasn't aired on television. It was just put onto the YouTube channel, as you said, and it's kind of just taken on a life of its own. I think within the space of a few days, it's already been viewed over 35 million times, quite literally around the world. I mean, we've even had comments from the Dominican Republic, Canada, Norway, Mexico, Malaysia. It just seems to be picking up steam. So, yeah, we're very chuffed.
For those who may not have seen it, can you describe what happens?
Well, as I say, it's an ad to try and persuade people not to text and drive. You know, it is one of the largest causes of accidents on the road. So, in a nutshell, the ad kind of uses a bit of misdirection up front. You know, it looks like one of those fail compilations of, you know, people falling over things, and they're doing it while they're on their cell phone. So you see people walking into each other, walking into a lamppost. Some guy falls into a pond. Another guy falls down some stairs. And it's all cut to, you know, some typical America's Funniest Home Videos style music in the background, with some comical sound effects. Until at the end, we see a girl who's texting, while she's driving, and it's shot from a little dash cam. So it still feels like it's part of the compilation until all of a sudden, you know, the whole car gets turned upside down and, you know, you see her being shook inside the cockpit of the car. And before that, we see a title that says, you know, you can't even text and walk. And after her accident, it says, so why do you text and drive? And then a hashtag comes up and says, it can wait. In a nutshell, it's a simple little idea based on a universal truth, which I think is why it's probably spreading so quickly. You know, it seems to be a problem pretty much all around the globe.
Did the Western Cape, FCB handles the Western Cape government account. Did they say you could be as hard-hitting as you wanted to be?
I mean, it's never the brief, you know. The brief is obviously to spread the message. You know, the brief is not to be shocking or to be controversial. The brief is really to explain to people, or to at least demonstrate to people, you know, the consequences of their particular action. So, you know, it's just, we need to try and get their attention. And again, shock tactics is not really part of the strategy. It's really to just try and reach people on an emotional level. I think when you try and reach people on a rational level, you give them statistics, it tends to fall flat. So, you know, the purpose of this particular ad, and I think some of the work that they've done in the past and some of the work we're still about to create, is just to try and connect with people on an emotional level and just, you know, make them see the problem in a different way. Everyone sort of knows deep down they shouldn't be doing it, yet mm-hmm. they're still doing it.
I mean, another great one in the campaign is that first kiss. There's, a girl and a boy, and they never get to have that first kiss.
Yes. So that was obviously to promote... to encourage people to wear their seatbelts in the back of their car. Again, everyone knows they should be wearing their seatbelts in the front of the car, even though a lot of people don't. This is to just tell people it is just as serious, if not more, if you're not wearing your seatbelt in the back of the vehicle. Because, you know, when there's an accident, someone in the back of the car, you know, almost acts like a pinball, you know, in a pinball machine, and ricochets around the vehicle and, you know, causes... you know, much damage to the driver as well as all the other people inside the vehicle. So, that was that ad, which has also done pretty well.
You're shooting a new ad this week.
We're shooting a new ad on Friday, in fact, and this one is focused on speed. Again, it's everyone knows that they should not drive you know, above the speed limit. But what people don't realize is that by just driving just a mere 5 kilometers over the speed limit, you're driving 60 k's an hour, or you should be driving 60 k's an hour, and drive 65 kilometers an hour, that, you know, the chances that you're able to react in time if someone slips out into the road is diminished by a huge amount. So, again, it's just a new piece of information that people might not be that aware of.
When you sit down and you brainstorm and come up with these ideas, how do you do that?
Well, I mean, first we try and find a... I think all great ideas are based on a human truth. And again, I think that the It Can Wait ad, you know, the distracted driving ad, is very much a good example of that. You know, just to find something that resonates with everybody, you know, on a certain level. Everybody can relate to it. You can say, yes, I understand that. You know, that's so true. And if you can use that as your starting point and build an idea around it, then, you know, there's way more chance that it is going to, your message is going to land in a much more powerful way.
Mike Barnwell, the Executive Creative Director at FCB Cape Town, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.
This afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Mike's team came up with that shocking It Can Wait, hashtag It Can Wait ad about the horrific reality of what can happen if you text and drive. And to check out all their ads, you can go to their YouTube channel, the Safely Home campaign, and you can, there's a series of ads there, each as equally heart-wrenching as the other.